Yeah, it's not that sad. I mean, the Lakers didn't play any of their guys. The Rams are 4-10.
Don't have any guys.
Right, yes. Yeah, I mean, that kind of went how we thought it was going to go. It'd be one thing if they were both really good and that happened, but neither one of those things are true. So I'm all right. You're all right?
Real quick. Shout out Morales doing the Adele, got the Rams section
it's
out.
Like a DJ.
And in my head, I'm like, oh, he's just going to go Adele. Nope.
He's like a DJ.
Whitney Houston comes in right after that.
The ones and the twos, Slee.
The fact that we got a little bit of both of those.
You didn't think I knew that, did you, Taylor?
The ones and the twos I did, just this kind of threw me off a little. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how you do it. So you put your headphones on, one ear like this, and you're on the ones and the twos, and you slide the turntables.
At what point do you just start jumping like this? At what point?
You know, I want to be that one guy that has, like, the helmet that's got the video thing.
Marshmallow?
That goes, I don't know. Is that what he's called?
Yeah.
I want to be like Marshmallow.
You should have known that.
Well, maybe I am Marshmallow, and you don't know that.
The way she said Marshmallow was not, hey, it's Marshmallow. It was Marshmallow.
There's a little shade in that. There was a little condescension
there.
That's going to happen.
Marshmallow.
Right. You ready for this?
Sure.
So, I need you to kind of take all of this in, okay? Just me, like me specifically.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Do I look okay?
Do you look okay?
Yeah. Do you notice anything about my
out?
Well, a little bit. That's kind of sort of a part of it.
Yeah, I do notice something.
What do you got?
You haven't changed.
That's right.
Same gear.
Yes.
Yeah. If Taylor did not tell me that, I would have said that you have maybe did something with your beard.
Nope. Beard's the same. Well, it grew. It's a day longer, but that's not a big difference.
Did you get new glasses?
Nope. Same glasses.
The haircut, that obviously.
So I'm going to take my headphones off for a second, okay?
It still hasn't really grown.
That hasn't grown a whole lot, and I don't have a whole lot, but there's no product in my hair either. Usually I have a little product and kind of pull it back a little bit, right? Okay. Today it's nice and soft and fresh and clean. So here's what happens. Yeah, bar soap from the Lux Hotel right across the street. So when the Rams play a Sunday or Monday night, I will usually stay downtown.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't have to save a couple
drive
hours.
Drive 130
on the road.
Miles.
122 round trip. Not that I've ever kept track of it specifically. So I'm sitting in the conference room last night watching the Rams and the Packers. Great game, by the way.
Awesome.
Exciting, back and forth, riveting football all night long. Just, hey, wonder if the Rams can get a second touchdown. Answer was no.
No.
They couldn't.
They can't.
Just one. One's enough.
I wonder if the Packers will put up 45. No, they won't either.
They took their foot off the gas a little
definitely.
Bit. So Susan texts me about midway through the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
She said, why didn't you bring your bag? I'm like, huh? Well, why didn't you bring your bag? I'm like, I did. It's in the trunk of my car.
Mm.
She goes, no, you didn't. It's sitting right here
and
on
I'm
the couch. I'm looking at it right now. You didn't bring it. I'm like, I didn't? No, you didn't. She's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, what do you mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to wear the same clothes tomorrow that I'm wearing today. So I go to the hotel last night. I check in. I take off my stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, right now I'm okay. I'm going to get in, take a shower in the morning and everything and get cleaned up. So not only do I have the same hoodie on, not only do I have the same
undershirt
t-shirt
on, yeah.
I also have the same jeans, socks, and underwear.
Disgusting ass.
There you go. Yep. So I get in the shower, right? Mm-hmm. I'm okay. And that was the moment where I'm like, yeah, this is not good. I had to put the under layer back on.
Yeah, you got
to
go back on.
This is not good.
Did you turn them inside out?
It's a good idea. I
should have.
I absolutely should
have. I've done that with socks.
I didn't think of. I should have done it with both the socks and the chonies, but I didn't. So I'm just saying, my body is clean, but my clothes are not.
You should be suspended.
I got.
Amanda should walk
a Target
in
near here.
I'm not going
over.
Shopping for one day.
Look, Amanda should walk in and serve you with a 1 week suspension.
If my job were personal trainer and I was like sweating all day, first of all, I'd be bad at it. Second of all, I just sit here and run my mouth for a few hours. I don't actually do anything, but this t-shirt is not the freshest t-shirt I've ever had on in my life.
It's more uncomfortable for you than it is, I think, for me. Let me give you an example. When you're saying that there's nothing better than when you get home, and if you're going to take a shower, you just kind of like, okay, whatever I wore today, I want off.
Of course.
And the fact that you did that and then in the morning said, I'm putting those all right back on, it's an uncomfortable feeling.
I walked over to the hotel. I check in. I'm like, and I need a toothbrush. I have no luggage. I'm just walking in, checking. I got a backpack. That's it, with a laptop in it. I'm like, yeah, I need a toothbrush too, please. And the lady goes, okay. She gives me a toothbrush. I was like, all right.
Oh, she gave you a toothbrush.
Yeah, they have, you know, they are. Forgetting your toothbrush is kind of a common thing. So they always have a little backup
toothbrush. I thought they were going to get you in that hotel lobby. No. That's like, oh yeah, no problem. No. Just go buy that. It's $8.99.
Here you go. Now it's a toothbrush that I think that you know, it's a one time. It's a one hitter. It's just kind of throw it in the trash. But yeah, so I'm not feeling like super April fresh today. Is what I'm getting at.
Did you guys recognize he was wearing the same stuff?
Oh, not at all. He had to mention it.
Okay. I think I told you last night.
Yeah, yeah, I knew it was going to happen because okay. I was there when this text was read, and you were like, "Oh, other word," and I was like, "What? What's
that's
up?"
Funny.
Yeah, no, bad stuff.
Yeah, she's like, "What happened?" I'm like, "Well, let's just put it this way: you're going to see this hoodie I got on. You're going to see it again tomorrow."
When you walked into the hotel, did they give you a "Hey, welcome back" because you don't have anything with you, right? You're just walking in for the first time. It's not like, it looked like you'd been walking in a couple times.
It's a nice sweatshirt. It's comfortable.
Great sweatshirt.
It's warm.
Now, if you wear it tomorrow,
maybe I should.
You should. See how long you wear it.
Wear
it all
week.
If
the Rams went on a roll, like if this became sort of like a lucky sweatshirt thing, you never wear it. But also, it's like, we have
Rams on a roll. Slow down over there.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
We have your, essentially your outfits here anyway, because we have all the ESPN LA gear that you could go.
Yeah, I may touch Tommy up for a fresh like pullover or t-shirt or something just to kind of, but that's not the part that I'm most uncomfortable with.
Sure.
If you understand my meaning.
Yeah, there's no ESPN LA underwear.
Hey, you got a double XL pair of chonies back there that you can throw me.
Yeah, you should have went inside out.
I should have. Well, yeah, you know out. What? Maybe I will.
No,
maybe I'll go make a run to the.
You take your shoes off. You can do the whole thing.
Yeah, nobody's you're right about that.
Going through all that effort.
You want to do a segment by yourself?
Fine.
Because I'd have to. Here's what would have to happen.
Take some time.
I'd have to lay out like an entire, like get a bunch of the seat covers in the men's room, put them down on the floor, because I'd take my shoes off in there, which I really would rather not.
And then everybody
do.
Just, if someone walks in the same time and you're like, oh, why is that guy come?
I've changed in the men's room before. Sometimes you have to do it, but there's like a whole thing that you have to go. You can't be walking around in there barefoot.
Well,
that's not an option.
At least in the bigger stall, the handicap stall, at least you have like some walking room. You could go further away from, you know what I'm talking about? Walk all the way to the end.
You can get to the far right-hand corner.
Yeah, you get all the way to the end there. All the way to the end. You can't do that at the other stall.
No.
Cannot do that.
You're in the zone, so to speak, the hot zone.
Now, you might have somebody with full volume on watching a movie in there, but that's for, another time.
Thank you for understanding
my
plight.
Taylor with the assist there.
Yeah.
Next time, just go inside. The socks, I've definitely done. I've done that before with the socks.
You're 100%. That's happened. I may just do the socks. Times. That may be something that I have to do. Yeah. But that's not the part that's like, you know when you have something going on that you can kind of put it out of your mind for a while, but it's still kind of working in the back of your brain. It's still turning over like, that's not right. That's not right. How does that work? That's right now. It's like, Trav, you're not fresh. You got to figure this out. This is what I'm dealing with.
Did you consider commando, Trav?
Now, had I not had on this pair of jeans, I would have probably gone that way. This pair is not
these
comfortable
jeans are
enough for that.
These jeans are see-through.
Oh, okay.
He does, yeah, he is.
This is cargo shorts.
Like they're very light.
It's not so much a see-through.
It's a style thing.
They're not super soft. They're a little, they're not
lumpy.
Quite as worn in as I would prefer. Some of my other pairs of pants would be a little more forgiving,
abrasive.
Shall we say.
You know what? Abrasive. You know what? Tonight, you know, today is going to be, when the show's done, are you done today? Are you going straight home?
Yeah.
You have anything else going on?
I do have other things going
on. But can you go home first?
Yes, I have to go home first.
There's a little hesitation. I feel like you might be having these.
It's going to be cutting it close. Okay. I have somewhere I have to be at about 3:30, and it takes me, we're done here, about 1:30.
Yeah.
So it's going to be close.
I was going to say,
you'll
have
more. Maybe we'll be longer. We'll just extend super crosstalk.
Exactly.
You'll have more appreciation when you take your shower and change today than you've had in a really long time.
I got a shower. My skin is clean. Well, at least it was until I put my clothes back on, and it's a whole different
thing. So I told you this morning, we're doing our little teaser, and I'm like, hey, when was Thanksgiving? About a year and a half ago?
Something
like that, right? Is that how that works? I told you, I said, I still haven't had no update. Nobody's called me about the car. Now, I had to turn the car back in on Saturday. Enterprise kind of shot me a call. Hey, Slee, here's the deal. We only have your car. We only given you a rental for 3 weeks. And that comes up on Sunday. But since we're closed on Sunday, you got to bring it in on Saturday. I'm like, sounds good. No problem at all. So I returned the rental car on Saturday. Still haven't heard back from the auto body shop. I told you this morning. Then got a call this morning on my way in. In an Uber, by the way, because I still don't have my car and the rental car.
Does your insurance at least cover the Uber?
No.
You could have bought a new car by now.
Yeah, they got out of the way. Insurance said we did our job for 3 weeks. And by the way, we're going to get you for that deductible. Don't worry about that. We're going to get you on that. So so the body shop calls and they're like, hey, so we were missing a part, but we got that part late yesterday. And then now we are, everything is going to be assembled, we think, later today. So we're going to keep you posted on that. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't even fought any of this. I'm like, okay, yeah, sounds good. Yeah,
you're just going to Uber everywhere you go now?
What am I going to do? Like, there's nothing. And the car's
scream, raise hell.
The car's in San Diego.
No, I understand.
So grease the wheel. Send them something for Christmas. Send them cookies. Be like, kill them with kindness.
I'm not sending them
anything. No, I'm just saying, kill them with kindness. They want to
be the super squeaky wheel. Be the person that every day they do not want that phone call.
I thrive in those moments when, like,
hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cox Cable wants to charge my mom $7 more a month. I'm like, okay, you guys want to do that? I thrive in those situations. Next thing you know, we're saving $7 on top of the $7 that they were trying to charge us. But in this one, because I can't go down to San Diego until Christmas, I can't go down until Christmas Eve, I'm kind of like just leaving it as is. As long as I just get the car by Saturday, I'm okay. But it's just kind of comical to me.
Month.
It's been a month.
That's what I mean. Like,
you know, we just haven't got, this part hasn't came in yet. That part hasn't came
in. Patient. Yeah, I'm good for like a week. Like if you say that, it's been a couple of days longer. But
I had the rental.
Yeah, but now you
don't. That kind of got
everything. You're getting dinged for the above because they wanted to give a smart car for the whole.
They win.
They did.
Checkmate.
I'll call for you. I'll yell at the body shop people.
Call them.
This is ridiculous. It's been a month. You guys have had a month to get this done. Get it done today.
What if they said after that, you want to play that game? Another 2 weeks.
No, then I'm coming to get the car. Have it out front. I'll be there in an hour. Right? I mean, at some point, your pride has to kick in. Like, you can't just... What if they just keep pushing it back? You're going to Uber till summer?
Well, the price isn't changing.
Going to
here.
The beach today.
It's all the same. It doesn't even matter on that.
Yeah,
yes, I will Uber till... I will Uber till...
You have to pay for the Uber, right?
Till summer.
Yell, Al. Get mad. Raise hell. Go
I don't
in
even
there
want the car anymore.
Just hang out in the lobby every day until they do it. Hey, how you guys doing? I'm Alan. I'm here to pick
it's
up my
car.
It's
got that new mirror on it, man.
I'll just take the train 2 hours and 45 minutes every day to go down there and complain.
And the thing is, even if you are those squeaky wheels, like my dad was that for me when my car broke down on the drive over here, he called every day.
Yeah.
Called at the same time every day and also sometimes multiple times a day. Yep. And it still took a very long time.
It doesn't always work, but sometimes it works. Sometimes sometimes the just get this guy's
done. I'm already defeated.
I don't want to take this guy's call anymore. You're just like, just let me know, fellas. If you want to keep it, that's fine.
They've called and left me voicemail saying, hey, call us back. And I'm like, what am I going to call you back for? You're either going to tell me that the car is ready or it's not.
But we have a ton of people on Twitter that are curious about or have at least advice for you, Travis.
Oh, good.
And I want to know a little bit more about the situation.
All right.
We also have someone on line one that has a suggestion for the rest of the show. So we'll see what happens.
All right. We will do all of that. Plus, we'll talk about what was just a riveting day of sports in
Amazing.
LA yesterday. The
Amazing.
Rams looked great. Lakers looked great.
Oh.
Everything was coming up LA.
Lakers were up 13-10 at one point. Just want you to know that.
The Rams were within four. At one point.
Huh?
Matt Gay had a 55-yarder. Here we go. Four. And that was kind of the end of that. It's all coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Hey, when that Bahamas Bowl was on last week, we didn't get the day off. Just saying.
Ugh.
Just saying we could throw that one in there. wouldn't have got to live bet Western Kentucky or whoever that was. Who was it?
It was UAB versus Miami of Ohio.
They should air like classic Cotton Bowl games starting at 10, leading up to the Cotton Bowl.
Dirty laundry indeed, Slee. That's Glenn Frey.
Don Henley.
I had it right the first time. Always go with your first answer, right? That's what they teach you when you take the SAT. If you think it's right, it's probably right. Don Henley, Slee.
Same trivia.
My laundry is pretty dirty. This is the phone call I want to take, Emily.
Yeah, you want to
from Jose
phone
in
call.
Silmar.
Yeah.
Jose in Silmar, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, Jose?
Hey, Travis. How you doing, my man? I got an idea for you, bro.
Okay.
Why don't you just have somebody season a giving, go to Target, hook you up with a couple of tronies, 2X, you know, some Hanes, some Fruit of the Loom, drop it off, and if you get extras, you can keep it there in the studio. Get some socks, maybe a couple T-shirts. You just got to specify if you're a boxers guy, boxer brief, or tarantarans, you know that?
I'm a boxer brief guy, so that's it. Look, Jose, that is a really good idea.
It's a lot. He had a lot of ideas there.
I don't know if like having a little war chest of future undies in the studio is a great idea.
Radio gig. Have everybody just bring you clothes today. Come to LA Live.
Use one of the services. Use one of the apps. Need you to go down to Target. Yeah, use one of those.
You could probably do that. They probably do have Uber Eats or DoorDash that 100%. You can get underwear. Yeah.
I could. Good job, Jose. That is a very good idea. I love the Trav and Slee community. I love the 710 community. And I know that they are a very loyal band of people, as evidenced by all the things that they've done for us over months and months, Al. But never in my wildest dreams would I ever ask any of them to go buy me underwear. that, as much as I love them all, and I'm grateful for their participation in the show, I am not saying, hey, you guys want to make a quick Target run and pick me up a couple of packs of undies?
Go, take the promotions crew with you. Take the social marketing team. You guys go together.
I want people to get you Day of the Week underwear, too. So it's just like every day you have to
sew my name in the waistband,
yes,
like when you go to camp.
Jason Torres, also on Twitter, wants to know what you did for deodorant.
Look, Jason, what do you think? I didn't have anything. Here's what I
did.
Well,
the deodorant you have to buy.
I can't rent.
No, you cannot rent. You're going to use it.
I took a shower this morning. Yeah. I am clean. I am going to sit here for another 2 hours and 35 minutes.
No, that's not going to be enough.
What do you mean?
I could take 7 showers. If I don't put on deodorant, I'm smelling myself in an hour saying, bro, you need deodorant.
I understand that that's the correct way. I'm not arguing it with you, but under today's circumstances, it's going to be what it's going to be.
Let me tell you something real quick.
By the way, you're in the room with me, so buckle up.
That's why I think I'm more concerned. When you went to that hotel lobby and you got the free toothbrush, right? There's other stuff that you're not going to get for free, deodorant being one of them. You have to go for the deodorant. You had to have gone to that little hotel store that they had.
If they had that, I didn't see it. I don't think they have that.
Yeah, you got to do the deodorant.
I've never been so thankful for this window here.
So, look, Travis, you can DoorDash deodorant to yourself. Nah, I'm going to
wear deodorant moving forward.
I'm going to look up if we can get underwear. Also, John of Huntington and Fullerton Beach, whatever the name of it is.
John in Fullerton of Huntington Beach is correct.
You got me.
Yeah.
He says the Ask Slee Lakers jersey is still in the studio, right? You can put that on.
Yeah, that.
No, he's not. Without deodorant.
Well, it's open air. I'd be good to go.
It's not dirty.
This is not the Hollywood Bowl. Yeah. An open air theater here, okay?
We'll be just fine. We'll get through it.
You can DoorDash underwear.
I'm sure you can.
When you said, which is kind of funny because I would be 100% in the same situation as you, wait a minute, I got to go buy deodorant, but I'm only going to use it once or twice. And now I got to spend $7-$8 there. We think alike on that front because that's how I think.
Yeah.
But I think what you just said about can't I just rent it? You're going to end up using it at some point. Just don't buy the next deodorant that comes around.
I was not going to go buy anything. This was going to be, I was going to lean in. Susan was horrified by my response last night. She's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, what do you mean? What am I going to do? I'm just going to wear, we can't wear the same stuff.
I'm not doing the post game show, babe.
What do you think? I'm going to drive home, drive back. It's like, it's just, it is what it is. Today's going to be a little, a bit of a funky day. What are you going to have?
Someone also says that Scott Kaplan, this is why Scott Kaplan always keeps extra underwear in his trunk, apparently.
It's a good idea.
I do have a suggestion. My parents have told me this too. It's like, you always keep a whole extra pair, a whole extra outfit in your car with you at all times, just who knows what happens in life. But
it's a good idea. It's good advice.
Not a bad idea.
Could have used it yesterday morning as opposed to right now.
Right now.
it doesn't do me a lot of good today. But thank you, Jose. That's it's good advice. If we get a long parade of people coming in with skivvies today, then I'll donate them to a homeless shelter or something. We can definitely do it. So last night was the official end of the season for the Rams. They were officially eliminated from playoff contention. They're the fifth team to be eliminated from playoff contention. And that's the mathematical component of it. The practical component of it is they've been out of it for the better part of a month.
Yep.
They really never felt like they were about to figure it out. They never really felt like they were about to get this thing going. And now that we're down to three games left, and they might win against Denver, I don't think they'll win either of the two final games. You're looking at a 4 or 5 win season.
Mm-hmm.
And of the 4 wins that they have, Al, they beat Atlanta, who stinks. They beat Arizona, who stinks. They beat Carolina, who stinks, and they beat the Raiders, who are, they don't stink, but they're not very good, right? They don't have a win against a good team.
The sad part is the game against the Raiders is your best win of the season.
By a mile. Not like, well, yeah, by a mile. It's not even close. And last night was just a bucket of cold water over that Raiders. It's like, yeah, look, there's a reason Baker Mayfield is here. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that offensive line looks the way that it does. There's a reason that Tyler Higbee hadn't scored a touchdown all season long until last night. Last night was a perfect encapsulation.
It'd be celebrated like it was a Super Bowl win.
It was boring.
Yeah.
It was predictable,
mm-hmm.
and it was bad. And it's just, all right, let's get through these next three. Let's figure out what you're going to do in the draft. Let's figure out what you're going to do with your roster, because this season has been the season from hell. It just 4-10 after a Super Bowl championship. We know that it turns over every year, right? There are 14 teams in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and from the year before, you could probably put 7 back in. You're going to get 7 new ones.
Yep.
The Super Bowl champion should not only not be one of those teams, but they shouldn't be the team that has the third worst record in the NFL, and that's what the Rams have right now.
So I think I was reading, was it the Broncos? This is the worst turnaround for a team that made the Super Bowl,
yes.
won the Super Bowl,
correct.
Since the Denver Broncos, and that's the, if I'm right, didn't Elway retire?
Yes.
So they lost.
That was Super Bowl with Elway. Elway peaced out at the end of that one.
Yep.
So, yeah, when John Elway retires, you're going to take a step back.
So I'm going to kind of as best as we can here. I don't think anything happened yesterday to me that was a surprise.
No.
I don't think anything was a surprise to you. They've kind of reset the expectations for the Rams that before the season started, it was, all right, where are they going to be? Are they in the mix with these teams? How important are the standings going to be? How important is it going to be to have games at SoFi on your way to the playoffs, whatever the case is? Then you get hit right out the gate against the Buffalo Bills. And then you're in a really close game against the Atlanta Falcons, and you're trying to figure that out. And then you get they win against Arizona, lose to the 49ers, lose to the Cowboys, and kind of lose convincingly. And I remember at that point we're saying, the problem is that anytime they play anybody that's sort of good, they're not just barely losing, they're getting ran. And it set the table up for, you know, what we have now. Have they had a ton of injuries? They have. Has Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford, go down the list of all these important players, the entire offensive line, have they missed key players? But I think, Trav, I think that's part of the foundation of their problem. You and I talked about before the season, they don't have depth.
No.
There is nobody that can come in. And listen, if they have been able to play the whole, we're playing for today and we're not worried about tomorrow, they've been able to do that for a few years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you tell me what the strategy is moving forward, but if the strategy now is not turn the page and now start really valuing some of these draft picks, maybe even potentially trading some of the guys that you have to go get more or better draft compensation, I'm not really sure how they get out of this, because I don't think it's going to be, hey, just come back next year, you're healthy, and all of a sudden everything's going to change.
I think there's a couple of things. You bring up a good point, but there are. I'm going to use their next opponent as the example. Where the Broncos are in a far worse spot than where the Rams are. The Broncos gave away all the picks to go get Russell Wilson. They signed Russell Wilson to this monster deal, and they stink.
Yeah.
And they stink not just because Russell Wilson has been bad, which he has, but the team itself just doesn't look like a very good team. The Rams, Cooper Kupp is a great player. He'll be back next year. Mm-hmm. Matthew Stafford presumably will be a lot better next year than he is this year. That offensive line can't be worse. It will get better. Just the mere fact of having your starters back, it will be better. Allen Robinson, I don't know. That could be one of those things. Eh, that just may have been a bad deal, and you're going to have to eat it and move on from there. Bobby Wagner was great. I think that these pieces that you get back, and then you fill in your – the problem is the draft that they have coming up, they have six picks in the next draft. Three of them are in the sixth round.
Wow.
They got a second-round pick, which, okay, and especially considering that they have a lousy record.
Yeah.
They're going to pick – probably 40th, maybe somewhere in there, which you should get a good player at 40. But then you don't pick again until much later in the draft. Three of your picks come in the sixth round. It's not like they're going to get a bunch of NFL-ready players in the sixth round of the NFL draft. You're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to coach up some of these guys because you're right. This isn't just everybody comes back and we run. We've seen it. We've seen what this team looks like this year. You need to mix it up. You don't have a ton of picks. You may get another one of these.
Mm-hmm.
The year after that, I think, is where it gets a little more interesting. You do have a first-round pick for the first time since 2016, since Jared Goff.
You shopping any of these guys that they have now?
Depends. I think you start
would
what you get.
Would you shop Jalen Ramsey?
Put it to you this way. My phone is on. It's charged. Yeah. It's on. Call me and see what let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not calling other people saying, hey, you want Jalen Ramsey? But if somebody calls and asks me something and I can get something,
still think
maybe.
You get good value for him. That's the only reason why I mentioned
for
it.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. I think so too. But what is the value? Is it a pick? Is it a couple of picks? Is it, you know, something in the middle of the round? I don't know. It depends on what it is. Jalen Ramsey's still a good player.
Yeah.
Is he what he was a year ago? No. Is he what he was 2 years ago? No. Is he better than most guys in the league? Yeah. So you're trying to figure out the value of all of these things. They had about as bad of a season as you get. That bill, I use this all the time.
Yeah.
It's a credit card bill. You bought a bunch of really nice stuff, and you got to enjoy them, and you went out to the dinners, and you have a new TV, and you've got a new couch, and your house looks great.
Beautiful.
But now, I need the money now.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for it yet. Mm-hmm. I need you to pay for it right now.
Flee the country.
Just
leave.
That could be an option.
Yes.
Maybe they'll move the team to, you know, Peru or something and just go down there and see what they can get. But
nothing to see here.
You got to pay the bill. Here. And right now they're paying the bill. It's not like three more games, including Christmas. Against the 4-10 Broncos.
And then barbecue at your house.
We'll see. Don't go. Take it easy, Emily.
I took my shot and it was wrong.
Who's going to the Christmas game?
Me and Kirk and JB
and
Mo and DeMarco and Emily.
If you told me, hey, Al, here's 10 tickets to that
don't
game.
Don't say it like that.
I would tell you I'm not going.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I'll invite you. Maybe you can be my guest.
I call the body shop guy. Hey. Pull some strings here.
It turned out that it wasn't exactly what anyone was hoping. The Rams had four consecutive primetime games, theoretically, in the month of December, and we're halfway home. Halfway home. Two more to go. January 8th, Slee. January 8th.
January 1st might be an okay one.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be against the Chargers. That's coming up next. Lakers. That was weird. Just like the JV played for the Lakers last night. Kind of a weird night. That's coming up next. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Slee, do you have plans on May 28th?
Yes.
What are you doing? Well, I know what you should be doing.
Picking up my car. May 28th, 2024.
So I got an email from Ticketmaster because, you know, I got all that stuff with Taylor Swift and they sent me a ton of emails. But your gal... is performing at the Hollywood Bowl.
Shania
Twain is performing at the Hollywood Bowl on
dun, dun,
May.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're actually doing a live broadcast from there. 10 a to 1 p leading up to it. It's a pregame show.
Lady Slee would have a nice time.
I'm looking at the tickets and let's see how much it would be.
You said Hollywood Bowl?
Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's guess. It is affordable.
Are you saying just to get in?
Get
is that what you're saying?
Just get in price.
50.
Yeah, I say 50, 60
North.
Bucks.
99.
It's 80. So not bad. You know, that's enough to see your girl.
Go for her.
She's great. She puts
still grabbing 80.
Look, you could have a guy banging on a trash can at the Hollywood Bowl and it'd be a good night out. That's just such
you're
a
right.
fun place to be that it doesn't
that.
Even matter.
Good work out of you over
go.
There. Good
it'd
work
out
of you. Speaking of emails, got an email yesterday from Spotify. Not kidding. Got an email. Just out of nowhere.
Hey, we saw that you're one of the last 10 Pandora users. We'd like to bribe you to come over.
What did I tell you about before the show started 20 minutes ago? I'm like, I keep unsubscribing to all these emails. Spotify, unsubscribe. They're gone.
Don't, how dare you?
Don't try to come into my email.
Did they offer you free 3 months?
Be honest with you, I have no idea. I have no idea.
You just scroll to the bottom of the email, that little teeny tiny type, if you'd like to unsubscribe.
Unbelievable. Click. Those companies, by the way, should all be the ones that don't have that unsubscribe there, that you got to kind of, whatever it is, they make it so difficult.
You got to work for it.
All those should be banned. Those companies should be banned.
Well, I don't get emails from Pandora anymore because I didn't think they existed anymore, except for in Alan Sliwa's life.
Well, they do exist. Okay.
I want you to rock out to Shania Twain Radio on the way home today from work.
It's not a bad idea.
You'd get like two Shania Twain songs in an hour.
And they had a bunch of commercials.
Damn, Trav.
I'm not wrong, am I?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait, you're saying for Pandora?
Yeah, because because I remember Pandora.
$4.99 a month.
No, I'm not saying commercials. I'm saying that if you put in Shania Twain, mm-hmm. you will get a Shania Twain song right out of the gate.
Yep.
And then you'll have to go through like 10 more songs before you get another Shania
Twain
song.
Well, that's part of the allure of Pandora is I'm going to get different. I'm going to get different artists.
Skip, 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 skip.
Do you listen? Like, if you want a full album or something like that, just go to YouTube and you'll get the full album. I'm sure Spotify does it as well, but I'd rather do it on YouTube.
I like that you want to use YouTube. I'm with you on this. I like the more esoteric,
YouTube
the
music
better.
is good, too.
Was it Yates that was a YouTube music guy, or was that Beto?
I think it was Yates.
Yeah, he's on your side. You should just play records in your car. Just get like a cigarette lighter that could plug in to your record player.
And some cassettes.
You should just play old school vinyl. I think that's a good way for you to do it.
Sounds good to me. It's the music I have.
Every time you get
it's good music.
Remember, you get the. Did you ever have a record player as a kid? Or are you too young for that?
I didn't have it as a kid. I had it actually in college.
You were that guy. Yeah. Oh, that sounds a lot better on vinyl.
Well, it was a buddy of mine. It was a buddy of mine who was really into vinyl.
You haven't heard the Eagles until you've heard it on vinyl. You're that guy.
First off, I wouldn't know enough about music to be that guy. I'd like to be that guy. I just wouldn't.
Have you listened to Dark Side of the Moon? Hi.
I just like to know the phrases. Like, I don't want to know what it means. Mm-hmm. I just want to know the phrases of things so I can make fun of the people that say the phrases.
And I'd also have a guitar next to the vinyl, even though I never.
In one of those little cases.
Even though I never used a guitar. Yeah, I never took it out. No, I don't want to do that right now, guys. Come on. Who are the guys? How about the ones that
just want Wonderwall?
How about the ones that would take the guitar everywhere? It's like, nah, guys, come on, I don't really want to play. And then before you know it, they're just in a.
Everyone says,
yeah, no, nobody even said anything. It's like Anchorman when Will Ferrell's at the at that jazz bar and he pulls out. He's like, I came unprepared, and he just brings out this.
That scene in that movie is like when he breaks it out and starts playing for. Like five seconds. Okay, we're good. We got it. That scene goes on for half an hour.
Listen. The best part of that scene is when he starts standing up. He goes, guys, please, I'm unprepared. And he just pulls it out.
Goes in the bathroom.
All right. Patrick Beverly.
No, let's go back to the music.
Let's talk about Pandora. Pat, what's he doing? Well, I mean, I get it that he's an adjutant.
Did he do this or did he do this? Which one?
He did this.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did this. The Chris Paul's too small. The problem was the Suns were up by like 60 at the time.
Yeah.
It's the third quarter of the game. They're blowing you out. I get that he's an agitator. I get that his whole
thing. No, that one doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense.
That one doesn't make any sense.
You're getting smashed by this team. You don't just get in there, get beat up, keep it moving,
take
go to Sacramento and get ready for the next one. It's just. He hasn't really brought the thing that you would hope he would bring to the team so far this year. Just hasn't really worked out. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. This time it doesn't. But that was one of those, bro, come on. He's doing the thing that I hate more than anything. He's making me take Chris Paul's side in something. I don't ever want to be on Chris Paul's side on anything. Only this one, I'm like, yeah, Chris Paul's right about this.
So I've seen it last year. And I can't remember with Russ earlier this year as well. But I know last season I remember – Russ would do that stuff all the time, and in my head, I'm like, Russ, we're 38 games below 500, and the team is not going anywhere. Please don't do that right now. And yesterday's kind of a little bit of a reminder. Lakers didn't have anybody play. Russ didn't play. Reeves didn't play. LeBron didn't play. AD didn't play. It just kind of goes back to, Anytime you're in a situation like that, I don't mind if somebody, I think it kind of adds an element to the game when Zion decides I'm going to 360 windmill dunk and we're up by 7 or 8 and that's going to piss you guys off. Like, it adds a storyline that we can actually talk about. I don't know what to do with this. You know, I don't know what to, it's actually, it was asked to Darvin Ham yesterday after the game. He's like, hey, did you make anything of it?
Yeah.
Darvin Ham said something about, basically, oh, you have it there?
I think so. I think this is it.
Go ahead.
Pat is Pat. He wears his feelings on his sleeve. He wears his passion on his sleeve. He makes big plays and big moments. I love to see my guys enjoying the game, doing what they do. And it's good, man. I think everybody's getting a little too uptight. Guys celebrate. I don't want to see the league get to a place. You know, obviously you have to be, there's sportsmanship issues, right? And you have to be respectful of your opponent. I get that. And I think for the most part, we are. I don't want to see the league get to a place where players can't have natural enthusiasm.
I don't disagree with him. And he actually said, a long time ago, I stopped telling people who they should be and what you be you. I don't disagree with any of that. I'm looking at the scoreboard and I'm just saying to myself, you're down as big as you are. It's just not, you know.
What makes guys like Patrick Beverley valuable is when they're doing stuff like that on a team that's got a chance to win games.
Yeah.
And especially if you're slightly the underdog, right? That when you are in Minnesota,
I was going to say Minnesota,
when you are with
Clippers back in the day,
that you're shooting up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're close enough to be where if I can get Chris Paul just a little bit aggravated at me, that's to my advantage. If I can get him just a little bit more concerned about trying to shut me up than doing his job, that's to our advantage. But when they're already up by a million points, when the game's already been decided, when the Suns are the Suns and the Lakers are playing guys that, you know, would never start under normal circumstances, that's not the time to go into your bag and start doing that stuff. Save it for when it can be beneficial to you, because otherwise you just look silly.
Yeah. Am I going to be wearing a Kings jersey again on Thursday? Is that how quick that's happening?
I don't know. Like,
they lost yesterday to Charlotte. How'd you guys lose to Charlotte yesterday? How's that happen?
I don't know. Charlotte decided to try it for one night.
They had everybody talked about the just start tanking. Charlotte's taking it to another level as well. You didn't think of them in the beginning. They have worst record in the NBA. They're going to try to get Wembanyama, the whole thing.
LaMelo's out there dropping dimes.
I go look at the score yesterday. I'm like, Sacramento's losing to Charlotte? I think I'm going to be wrong. And my timing's been bad. I think LeBron didn't play in the first game that they played. And then tomorrow you won't get Anthony Davis.
No Anthony Davis. But here's the thing. Yeah. You don't think that the Sacramento Kings are the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, here he is.
No, really.
No, do your thing. You're not wrong here.
No, this is
history.
The Kings can
don't
lose.
Look at me. Look at him.
No, the Kings can lose. I'm trying to make you feel better. The Kings can lose to anybody. They're better than they usually are, but they're not good. There's a difference. Like, when you are historically terrible.
I feel a little better already.
And you get to just mediocre, that's a huge improvement. It doesn't mean you're good.
Well, and the good news is Lakers on purpose sat everybody for that showdown coming up tomorrow.
Showdown might be a bridge too far.
Why?
First of all, not a lot of showdowns in December in the NBA. That seems like it's probably
what a
happen.
Freaking showdown.
Are the Kings still over 500, Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three or four games over 500.
Okay, so a three or four over 500 against a three
so
or
they're
four.
Not
this game is actually getting flexed to NBC tomorrow night.
Don't get
it's
me
the
wrong.
The only game NBC will carry since
I'd much rather watch that than the Rams and the Broncos on Christmas Day. Don't get me wrong.
There's stakes
like,
on this, Trav.
You know, I understand. I
cowbells.
Like that you guys have a thing going on.
Yeah.
But as far as like the Lakers, they're not going up against an unmovable force.
All right, this time around, I know I wore Tyreek last time. You can pick which jersey. Doesn't matter which jersey. You just pick.
Bibby it is.
And I'm just going to have Magic waiting just in the background, hoping and praying that you can wear Magic on Thursday.
I think you're going to be all right. I think you're going to come
and
out.
And bring a
right. Yeah. I do. The game is Thursday night?
Tomorrow night.
Wednesday night.
Okay. Wednesday night. I forgot what day it is. You haven't been home in a month. You haven't put on deodorant since
it's been
November 7th.
24 plus 6. It's been about 30 hours. We're getting
a lot of times.
It's a minute. Now, there was a shower mixed in there in between. I'm fresh as a daisy.
There's
don't you?
Ever a time I turn down the air in here, it's today.
Turn it up. Get it up to like 85. See what we can get going.
This is the one day that you say, no, turn it up.
I'm going to put on another jacket and just see what we can get going. Hey, did you see? It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. So we've seen Tyreek Evans. You mentioned Mike Bibby is up next. How many do we have? Three options? Is there a third?
Yeah, Jason Williams is the third one.
White chocolate. Yeah. I'd like to see you in that, Slee.
I'll take white chocolate over Bibby.
Bibby, yeah. Tyreek Evans is the worst because it's just kind of
that's the best. That's why that one was. It was signed.
That's the one.
There was hype with that guy. His rookie year, man. He was rookie of the year.
No one's questioning you. No one's questioning you.
I kind of am. I'm not really feeling
it. It was an exciting time to be a Kings fan.
That was the weekend.
Come on, Lakers. Get that W tomorrow.
What do you got, Taylor?
Okay, did you guys see that a survey of top life lessons parents want to teach their children had respect at the top of the list? This was followed by gratitude and honesty. So we all know what our parents taught us, but what's something that your parents never taught you? Trav.
Wow, that's a good one. What's something that they never taught me? I'm really blanking here. My parents did a good job. All of those things that you mentioned. You know what we never really talked about a whole bunch in my house when it came to that kind of stuff? We never had like the birds and the bees talk. We never had this. It's just kind of you pick it up with your buddies and at school and everything else. We never had that. But that's really the only one that. But again, I'm guilty right here. Never had it with my own children other than, hey, listen, I want you all just to be safe. Make sure that you don't get a disease or pregnant or someone else pregnant. The rest of it, you knock yourself out, have a good time, but just don't involve.
Amen. Let's eat. Happy Thanksgiving.
So yeah, I guess the sex talk is the one.
You're doing it at Thanksgiving, just out of nowhere. Yeah, we're so thankful for this. By the way, wear this. And
here's
wear
a box of
one of your kids' like significant others there too, and they're like, oh, this is awkward.
Exactly.
I think for us, I don't know if this is a Middle Eastern thing. I don't know if it is. It's not. Maybe it's more old school. That really kind of taught us like opening up, right? Like, hey, got an issue. Let's sit down and really talk about it. You and I joke around. Just put it down deeper. You know,
stomp it.
Just get it down even deeper. It's going to go away eventually.
Well, no, it's going to come out at the worst possible time.
It's going to boil over.
Have a little drink.
It's a volcano.
Get a little mad.
It's a volcano.
And then it's a cocktail of awesomeness.
Some families are really good about that. Like, no, we just talk through everything. I think our family was like, well, I'm going to work.
I don't think it works like that because we never really had this talk about everything. We didn't do that. But Susan and I have tried to tell our kids, listen, if you're feeling a certain way, tell somebody. Tell your brother. Tell your sister. Tell us. Tell your friend. Tell somebody that you're not feeling good about the thing. You know what you get? I'm fine. Okay, great.
As long as they're talking to somebody.
Is that Michael? That sounded like Michael.
Kelly, you don't have to say anything because she's going to tell you everything every day. Oh, and then we did this and we did this and la, 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 and she just has this word salad that comes out all the time.
Honey, we're exiting home.
Michael comes home like this. Hey, everything okay? I'm fine! Okay, I don't think that you are, but just if you get to the event that you'd like to talk about, I said I'm fine! Okay, great. Let me know when you're feeling a little more
good.
Fun.
I saw Michael saying that to you. That's not the whole thing.
So not to put my parents on blast, but it's more put me on blast. And they
she
probably
just has a list.
They probably
just
told
one of those like the church where they unscroll the thing that rolls on.
Emily, we got to go to break.
It's not that they didn't tell me. It's probably because I didn't listen or they only didn't do it enough. But I didn't know how to do laundry by the time I got to college. So I had my parents had always done my laundry for me. And so when I got to college, I had this girl in my dorm who was from New York City. So she had to teach me how to do my laundry. And I haven't seen her since. She just taught me how to do the laundry one time.
Open the lid, put it in, drop your quarters in, hit the button.
I didn't know how to do it. I was really nervous about it.
She puts the quarters with the detergent.
Like how to do like different whatevers. I also... this is
quarters are just making noise. What the hell is going on here?
Okay, this is also embarrassing. I'm gonna say it, my friend makes fun of this all the time. And when I was first in college too, I didn't know how to like buy individual fruits and vegetables. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how it worked. I didn't know you like pick it up. But I thought you had to measure it, all this good stuff. And so I just avoided it. And my friend was like, Emily, just take it to the register.
What do you mean measure it? Start over.
So you know there's the weight things. Yeah, weighing it and measuring it, all that good stuff. I thought that you had to do that.
Is this done by circumference?
Yeah, exactly.
She gets out of calipers, puts it around the
by radius.
I was really nervous about
bananas are an eighth of a cent per centimeter. It's up to you to figure out.
Yeah, they used to make fun of me all the time. And then also about, I had to call my parents about like how much the percentage of meat, you know, I was like, I'm buying ground beef for the first time. And they're like, wait, 90-10? Like, what am I supposed to do? And I was like,
When I first moved out, I was kind of lost on all that stuff too. When I first moved out, I mean, I wasn't.
It's simple things.
The fruit thing, no, but.
Your parents failed you, Emily.
You take the apples and you put them in your cart, and then the lady at the thing at the front puts them on the scale. She weighs them, and then she charges you for the apples, and you eat them. That's how you do it.
I had zero street smarts.
Take the tag off, or I eat that?
You can eat the tag. Did you know that?
Don't tell me that.
I don't eat the tag, but you can. It's edible. It has to be.
But yeah, I had. Really? I was
like
very
a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. Book smart going into college, not very street smart.
Well, my girl washes. She'll wash some of the fruit, and the tags are still on. I'm like, take the tag off. Now the tag's wet.
It's harder to get off.
Harder to get off. So you're a half hour with an avocado.
Just eat them. You're going to have a big Chiquita sticker stuck to the side of your mouth.
Next up, guys. Did you see that having... Oh, here. Where am I at? Did you see an estimated 5% of U.S. adults said that they participated in martial arts last year? So, Slee, what's your best self-defense strategy?
Call the cops. Use my Google Pixel.
Help!
And yell and scream. I'm the last person to ask on this.
What if there's a guy that's too small? You know, it's like a Chris Paul, Pat Bev situation.
All right, self-defense. I mean, look, if everything's on the line here, then I'm just going to do whatever the hell I need to do. So it's
gouging eyes.
It's going to look ugly.
Groin
stuff.
It's
not going to look pretty. They're not going to put it up on the next UFC tutorial. It's not going to be any of that stuff. But if you're in a survival mode, you're just going to have to do what you're going to have to do. So it doesn't matter what it is. I'm going to defend.
I have one move that if I had to deploy,
kick in the area.
I'm probably, well, sure. Like you said, once you're down on the ground, that's the first thing I'm going for.
Yeah.
It's my only hope. Right? We're going for groin stuff. No, I probably outweigh 90% of the people on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I need to get...
Smother.
Yes. We need to go to the ground, and I need to try to smother you until somebody decides to intervene and save my life.
He doesn't have deodorant on.
Yeah, today I'd be effective.
He doesn't have deodorant. I can't see.
No, that's my only move. I'm bigger than most people. I could fall on him and smash him. That's about it.
I think this is like a universal truth for at least the woman I know or whatever. But like we've all learned you stick the keys in between all your fingers and you're walking home at night. You know, you got stuff like that that's ready to go at self-defense. So and I also have like pepper spray.
9mm.
Yeah. I don't have that. I just, you know, I'll
take bear spray, just whatever.
Take self-defense.
Sounds a group. Bear spray.
You got a bat right next to your
work.
Whatever they have at camping.
Baseball bat.
Just take that.
Bear spray does work.
Yeah. At home, it's bats and knives and screaming.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
One more, guys.
One more.
Okay. Corner.
Did you see that having 20/20 vision actually just means you have normal or average vision? So some people have vision that's better than 20/20, like 20/15 or 20/10. How good or bad is your vision, Trav?
So prior to having LASIK eye surgery a million years ago, about 21 or 2 years ago, my vision was terrible. I don't know exactly what it was. I know the prescription on my contacts, like, you know, the negative 0.25, negative 0.50, and it goes up in increments of a quarter.
Yeah.
I got up to nearly negative 10 in both eyes. I really could not see. I could
That's
not
bad.
Make out your face from here. Got the laser eye surgery, 20 years, perfect, and in the last...
Started
couple
going
of
down.
Years, it started to kind of
it's a good
go
run.
A long way. Great run. And now I just have to have these stupid things on my face every day. But yeah, it was pretty bad from the time I was in the 7th or 8th grade until I got it fixed when I was about 25.
Always had good vision. I think maybe it was about 2 years ago I went to go get my eyes checked. You're supposed to. I was getting some headaches. And they basically recommended you should probably get glasses. I still haven't done anything.
Good job.
Yeah.
No contacts, no nothing?
Nothing.
Menus in a dark restaurant?
I don't think I would do contacts. If I'm going to get glasses, I'm just going to get glasses.
We had the moment.
I feel like it's a lot of work.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. I wore contacts for 10 years. It's not so bad.
Every time I see somebody doing it, I'm like, how is that? I feel like they're putting together a car.
You know what's bad is when you're in the restaurant, you break out your phone, you turn on the light and say to Susan, hey, can you hold that menu over there so I can read it? Hold it because my arm's not long enough to get it away from me. Hold it.
Stand up. Go over. See that table there?
Shine the light on it. Can you angle it? I'm getting a reflection. Getting old sucks. Don't let it happen. LeBron had an interesting response when asked about what Anthony Davis's injury means for the trade deadline. You'll hear it next. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.